This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. During the war in Iraq, many NPR listeners tuned in to hear Anne Garrell's report from Baghdad, not just to hear the latest news, but to hear how she was. Garrell's was one of 16 U.S. reporters who stayed in Baghdad during the bombing. In recognition of her work, she was given the Courage in Journalism Award from the International Women's Media Foundation. Now she's written a memoir about her experiences covering the war called Naked in Baghdad. The book also includes emails that her husband, Vint Lawrence, wrote while she was away, keeping friends and family informed on how she was doing. Lawrence is also with us. Anne Garrell's has reported from Afghanistan, the Middle East, Chechnya, and Bosnia. Before joining NPR in 1988, she was NBC's State Department correspondent. I asked Anne Garrell's why she decided to stay in Baghdad when many news organizations were pulling out.
Well, first of all, I don't think any of us realized so many journalists would leave. There were about 500 journalists in Baghdad up until just a few days before the President Bush's deadline. And it wasn't really until the last minute that we turned around and looked at each other and went, oh my God, there are only 16 Americans left. But there was no question in my own mind that I should stay. I'd been there on and off since last October, and my gut instinct told me that I was going to be okay. I knew a lot of Iraqis, and I had an extraordinary Iraqi driver, fixer, translator, whatever you want to call him, who, while there were no guarantees of safety, I thought might be able to help me if things really got bad.
I am one of your many, many listeners who thought, oh my God, she's going to stay during the bombing. That's got to be dangerous. I'm worried. Were you not worried?
Of course I was worried. And there were moments that I was terrified, but I was too busy for the most part to be really scared. I had to file morning, noon, and night. A lot of what I was dealing with was logistics, hiding my sat phone from, Saddam's thugs who were prowling the hotel, trying to get information. So, curiously, by the end of the day, instead of, being terrified, I would just fall asleep from dialing fatigue or just exhaustion and slept like a baby through a lot of the bombing.
I just want to introduce your husband, Vint Lawrence, and your emails to friends and family are reprinted in Anne's book. And we'll talk a little bit more later, Vint, but right now I'd really like to know, what was your reaction when your wife wanted to stay in Baghdad for the war during the bombing? Did you want to convince her to come?